So last week at the state capitol, representatives and senators, they all crammed into the House chamber for this joint session. What was the reaction when they heard the governor not necessarily say yes, but not necessarily say no and try to find this third way?
You know, unlike a lot of announcements at the state capitol, most people didn't know what was coming. So they were listening closely, but they were confused. They were looking for a yes-no answer on Medicaid expansion. And come to find out, Democrats, who, of course, really want this expansion, which is part of the president's Affordable Care Act, they were going to walk out of the chamber if Haslam said no and Republicans gave some sort of standing ovation. But the top-ranking Democrats in the House who would lead this walkout didn't know how to interpret the governor's speech.
All right, so once they figured out what was going on, they were actually pretty disappointed. They called it shameful that Governor Haslam would pass up all this federal money. So what do Democrats see about this deal that's sweet to them?
You know, when it comes to Medicaid, which is known as TennCare here in the state, for every dollar the state puts in, the feds put in two. Well, that joint effort goes to cover everyone from the poorest of the poor to sick people who are only poor because their medical bills are so high. This expansion would be more for able-bodied working poor. It could be a landscaper making a decent wage. He probably doesn't have insurance offered through an employer, and getting a policy's just been too expensive. Well, under this expansion, the federal government would cover all of the cost for 3 years, and after that, the state would put in roughly $1 for every 10 from the federal government.
All right, so Medicaid, TennCare right now, it's a 2-to-1 match. The expansion's 10-to-1. Sounds like a no-brainer, Blake.
That's what a lot of people think. A poll conducted by the Hospital Association found a majority of Tennesseans favor expansion. Of course, hospitals are also ones who really would like to see these additional paying customers. But even that 10-to-1 match would be real money, nearly $100 million that the state would have to come up with every year down the road. And the governor has said he's not so sure Washington can keep up their end of the commitment. He says he'd rather not insure more people only to have to kick them off or trim their coverage a few years later. TennCare has had to do this before, and it was not pretty.
So the governor's talking about a third way, what he calls a Tennessee plan. What exactly is it?
All of it's still being negotiated, so all we've seen are some bullet points. But Haslam's basically asking to take the federal money and do something no state's been allowed to do. Instead of putting more people on TennCare, the state's Medicaid program, he would buy them private insurance plans. Ultimately, the governor hopes to stretch the federal money so he can still cover these 175,000 people, but not use any state money ever. And that's helpful, at least politically. Let's say the federal money is cut. It's Congress folks would be mad at, and not the governor.
So this kind of flexibility, I've actually read that this is something that the federal government is considering doing with some other states.
Yes. A spokesperson for the Federal Department of Health and Human Services tells me they welcome individualized state plans to expanding Medicaid. You know, the Obama administration really wants to find some way to get states on board and do this expansion. And the question is whether Haslam is being a little bit too greedy. Still, HHS hasn't actually rejected a formal plan from Tennessee. In fact, they tell me they haven't seen one.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us Mondays to talk about what's happening at the state capitol.